This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to Gatwick Airport in London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and the guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. Meanwhile, the investigation into the plane crash is underway and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. At least 254 people, including 241 people on board and medical students, died in the incident. Minister of State for Home Affairs, Harsh Sanghvi, held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar. The minister reviewed the DNA testing process. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted searches at multiple locations in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in connection with a terror conspiracy case related to the banned outfit Hizbut Tahrir. In a statement, the NIA said that three locations in Bhopal and two in Jhalawar were extensively searched as part of the agency's ongoing investigation into the activities of Hizbul Tahrir and its members. During the searches, NIA team seized several digital devices. The investigation in the case is currently underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia tomorrow. At the invitation of the President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada on the 16th of June to participate in the G7 summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on the 18th of June.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over two decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Croatia is being seen as a potential partner in India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor, and the visit represents a major milestone in India-Croatia relations. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
The Indian Army welcomed 419 new young officers today. A grand passing out parade was held at the Indian Military Academy, IMA, Dehradun in Uttarakhand. At the historic Chetwode building of IMA, a total of 451 gentlemen cadets marched with pride, taking their final step towards becoming commissioned officers. Among them were 32 cadets from friendly foreign nations who have now completed their training and will return to serve in their respective national armies. The parade was reviewed by the Chief of the Sri Lankan Army, Lieutenant General BKGM Lasanta Rodrigo, who was present as the reviewing officer. The results of the medical entrance exam NEET UG 2025 have been declared by the National Testing Agency today. The scorecards are available on the official website of the exam, ntaneet.nic.in. Candidates can download their scorecard and check the merit list through the official website. Iran and Israel have exchanged heavy missile strikes in a dramatic escalation of their long-standing hostilities. The conflict intensified early Friday when Israel launched what officials called its largest air offensive to date, striking Iranian nuclear and military sites in a move deemed unprecedented. In retaliation, Iran fired a barrage of missiles at Tel Aviv, responding to what it described as a surprise aerial assault. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. With this win, India's medal tally at the competition has reached three, placing them fifth in the overall standings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.